Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The scenes of criminality revealed in the prisons of the tyrant of Hashem should ignite a fire in the hearts of the sons of the Ummah that burns the rulers. During the past few days, after the escape of the tyrant Bashar and the fall of his black rule, agonizing and harsh scenes were revealed that broke the hearts of Muslims as they saw with their own eyes the extent of the criminality and brutality with which his regime dealt with their brothers and sisters in detention centers and prisons, starting with their detention for decades in prisons that lacked the most basic human needs, then the starvation, oppression, and brutal torture that the dungeons and walls speak of, and the cells, gallows, and torture tools that tell their story, and the bodies of the victims found dead and mutilated expose him, and the stories told by those who were released about the extent of the executions that were taking place in the prisons as they reached dozens daily in one prison, especially in Sadiana prison, the den of brutality and crime, and the stories of humiliation, deprivation, torture, degradation, and rape, stories that tore the hearts of the listeners apart with horrors until everyone wondered, were those who did all these crimes to those weak people human? To deserve Allah's wrath and painful punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. As for those who abuse believing men and women unjustifiably, they will definitely bear the guilt of slander and blatant sin. Al-Ahzab 58. This is not the reality of al-Assad's regime alone, but rather it is the reality of all the harmful regimes existing in Muslim countries. All of them have committed crimes and continue to commit crimes against our ummah since the kafir colonialist West imposed them on its necks. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. Who they resented for no reason other than belief in Allah, the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. Al-Buruj 8. The ruling regimes in our countries are all police systems based on oppression, brutality, and tyranny. They are all equally hostile to the Ummah and its aspirations for liberation and rule by Islam. They spare no crime in order to prevent the Ummah from regaining its authority and establishing its Khilafah, a caliphate. These scenes of oppression and torture that all Muslims have seen must ignite in their hearts the fire of hatred towards the rulers. It should not be extinguished before they seize their throats and demolish their systems and establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. In it, they enjoy a life of pride and dignity, and in it, the caliph will be compassionate towards them and ensure their comfort. وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice. Ar-Rum 4. Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.